on the west side of Iowa Colony. It butts up against Tanicomo Lake.
Is there any board members that weren't here last week? Because I had a package of photos and so forth.
Me. Folks, there ain't nothing. There was nothing funny about this, okay? Well, I ain't seen anything funny about it. This is, we're dealing with people just like we're dealing with humans. So there ain't nothing funny about this. And I get tired of sitting up here and watching somebody sit back there grinning when there ain't no use in it. Okay.
This one, he had two properties that adjoined him. This is kind of a view from the west, looking on the backside. Of course, you can see the backside's kind of a bluff to Tanicomo Lake. The front side's Iowa Colony. And we have two residents that border each side. Last week, we talked about this one that had a garage that was just a solid wall. And I think I had a photo of that right here. This one did have existing vegetation on this. This is actually a new house. There was an old house here, and they tore it out and built a new one. So this one you will need to approve some type of buffering, as it's not a 25-foot deep vegetative buffer. And I think that's the photos that he's presenting.
That's, if you guys recall, that's what the shop next door is. And I think it's like 35 by 24, something like that. And his house, you can see, is set back quite a distance from it. And then there's vegetation on the back. So it's pretty secluded all the way around. No one across the street. No one behind it.
It's presented as a three-bedroom also. So in the decision of record, we have this one. It's sleep no more than eight persons. So two per bedroom, that's six, and then two for the house, which is eight. And there's plenty of parking in the front. So this one is coming forth as a three-bedroom.
Here you go, sir.
This was last week's sheet. There was no sign to speak on it.
I probably ought to let anybody got any questions? Mm-hmm.
Scott, can you pull back on that and show me I had the night of rentals and that immediate vicinity?
Come through except
that
we're down here.
Part of the hill. There is
down here.
On the lakeside. And they've been very sparse, and we've been very crucial about what we've agreed to go there.
Anybody got any questions?
No one came and spoke against.
No one spoke on that one. I've got it right here.
And both my neighbors are part-time individuals, and they're kind of waiting to see, because they're thinking about maybe doing a similar type thing, because you know they've got a nice home there, and you know a lot of times they're not using it. Like I said, most of that property is surrounded by woods. I mean, and there again, we're kind of in the same boat. We're going to target more of a European type audience, Germans, Swiss people that speak Deutsch, stuff like that. come here. Yeah, it's Spricken Sie Deutsch. And meine Frau is from Germany, so. What?
You've almost got a buffer on between you and the house that would sit ahead and above it there, right? Isn't that a natural?
Yeah, that's that right here is a mature existing buffer.
The only buffer that you was talking about having to put in was down here between.
Well, I will put one in if you guys want.
Well, maybe just from like the shop toward the back.
That has already got mature.
It does have it.
Yeah, all this right here between his house and here is all mature.
Because basically the shop is buffering the house.
Yeah, exactly. So this whole area is buffered, and there's no windows here. And, you know, right there, you're looking at about 100 feet between the two.
I remember discussing that with you last week, and we thought the shop, you know, kind of a buffer toward the front part of the house, and then the back, you had mature trees in there, but I wanted you to refresh me on that.
Yeah, and that's not a problem. And, like, the property line's right here, but you can see in this picture there's quite a bit of foliage right there. It's just kind of, this is kind of a winter shot, looks
yeah,
like.
Kind of,
so,
yeah,
kind
of, I would pick up on it as well.
Would it be prudent to just add some wording that, you know, the owner should provide buffering to prevent line of sight from house to house? If it's already there, he's covered. If not, he can put in a few more bushes to make it so.
That's fine by me. Yeah, we can do that.
You put that in the decision, right?
Everybody thinks it's a good idea.
So the owner would provide buffering to block the line of sight from house to house?
If necessary.
Yep.
Everybody good with that?
The if necessary part will basically boil down to if the neighbor calls or something says he don't have a buffer, then that would be as necessary.
Yeah, and if my neighbor had a problem, I'd take care of it, you know.
Well, we give the guy here earlier, we give him 60 foot and 20 foot, so shouldn't we come up with
a little different application?
Yeah, and there's
this distance right here, Scott can probably measure it, but this bluff falls off right there. So I don't know, it can't be moved.
So on this side, it's roughly.
That's got buffer. That's all.
Yeah. That one's all the old vegetation.
Yeah, come down here. I think they're talking about this little section from the corner here to it would probably be about there is where that bluff falls off. It's got buffer.
Oh, the back
there
side.
You go, right there. Yeah, less than 20 feet.
Yeah, 18 feet.
Oh, I've got it. I just didn't have one with me.
Oh, well, that's one I had with me. I'll give it to Scott when you're done.
Yeah, no, I'm
sure he has a copy of it anyway.
We didn't get a copy.
You didn't get a copy?
Nope,
of
we did not.
Oh, that's right. That was a handout in the meeting here.
Mm-hmm. And we failed to get a copy. So.
Anybody else got any questions?
I don't know that we need to put it.
I can't.
If the owner is required
the sheet
to
sign up.
Maintain a vegetated
the
buffering
sign up
to
sheets.
Prevent line of sight from the neighbors, that would be
all
sufficient
of,
to
all
the
of
task.
Them. From last week.
There may when be a buffer there now, but half of them may be on the neighbor, and if he goes in there and dozes a tree down, then there's no buffer. So I think we need to put the burden on him to maintain the buffer so you can have line of sight from now.
Okay.
And the footage, I don't care if
right,
the footage makes a difference. Okay. You know, if I can see the other house, it ain't big enough.
Right.
Yeah. It's easy.
That's reasonable.
Anybody else got any questions?
Oh, was that something else? Okay. Yeah.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve it, as long as we include the wording that the owner will maintain a vegetated buffer to prevent line of sight between the adjacent properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody want a second?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
So 4-3, 3-3, Mr. Chairman, call out the vote.
I'm opposed.
Opposed? Three? Three, four? I think where it's located, and I'll vote yes.
Super. What is your vote?
Yes.
Oh, so it's a 4-3?
4-3. Forsyth Center event, Forsyth Seniors Center event, Forsyth Senior Event Center. I'll get it right in a minute.
Okay, this one, here's your sign-up sheet, so I don't lose them. It's what we call Top of Manly Hill. It was the property, if you remember, was the three-quarter acre parcels of the 7 3/4 acres owned. The rest of it was owned by the city, which I think my next picture shows. This was all the portion that they owned, but that's within the city of Forsyth city limits. So the only portion he's coming through requesting these uses for the galleries, community hall, dance hall, exhibition hall, lecture hall, covered farmers market is that parcel right here. Talked at length last week about the entrances. Decision of record, unless anybody has any changes. Compliance with the provisions of the guidance code and approval for the following uses that I just read. We'd have to have a compliance letter from Central Taney Fire, no outside storage equipment or solid waste, and the entrance from State Highway 76 to the property that's within Taney County shall remain closed or be eliminated for use. A decision is subject to all existing easements. A Division II permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And then, of course, the decision of record recorded in 120 days. And then here's a picture of the building now, where they tore off part of the front building using just a slab. So I'll let the applicant.
Anybody got any questions? None at all?
Can you show the city line of the county?
And I can change to a different view if you need me to, but there's the...
that's the county, the city.
That's side. The county, and there's the city that completely surrounds the... They are pretty much surrounded by their own property, Oremus Road, Shoals Bend Boulevard, and State Highway 76.
And is this going to be replatted when the rest of the development is put in?
At some point in the future, probably, yeah. But not at this point in time.
Anybody got any questions?
So with the plans that you showed, what you're wanting to do here is just for that building only, correct?
Correct. Just because it was originally permitted as a garage, and we're asking for other uses of it. It's primarily it. And I might add one point here. That circle drive that everybody was concerned about, the uppermost one, or the one closest to, not that one, that one right there, has been closed off. They went ahead and did that just for safety's sake.
Okay. Anybody got any questions? More questions?
Second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
September 8, nightly rental.
Byron Joplin.
Okay, this one is behind, kind of Cross Creek. You go down T Highway to our first road besides the ones that go into Cross Creek, which is Timber Lake Drive. Here's our parcel right here. Those that weren't here, we'll zoom in on it. T Highway's right here. The applicant actually owns this parcel and lives there currently. This is the parcel in question he's bringing through.